Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
False enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Michigan. Believe it or not, folks, on Thursday we did an event in Allegan, Michigan. Yesterday we did an event. Last night in Clarkston, I did another meeting this morning for another group of people, leaders in the state of Minnesota, in Clarkston, Michigan. And then I will be going out even after the radio show, after the two-hour radio show today, and I will be going out to do an event with that of Sheriff David Clark. Actually kind of looking forward to it. I heard a lot of good things about him. I don't know who he is, but regardless, we're going to be doing an event in just a little bit here. It starts at 5 o'clock. And we will be at Huron Valley Guns in Grand River Avenue, New Hudson, Michigan. Again, this will be at the Huron Valley Guns in Grand River Avenue, New Hudson. And it starts at 5 p.m., just so you know. It, again, starts at 5 p.m. And there's going to be other speakers there as well. I guess there's going to be a senator. His name is Patrick Colbeck, who happens to be a friend of mine. Mike Dittmer, who's running for office, who will be there as well as Sheriff David Clark. So we're looking forward to seeing all of you Michiganites coming out, folks. I'll tell you what, if there is a state that is boots on the ground, it is the state of Michigan in a big way, to say the least. I got to say this, too. There's something really special going on in the state of Michigan, and I'm talking about in a spiritual sense. But I also have to tell you, on the counter side of that, friends, there is wickedness that is rooted deep into the state. And God is moving, no question about it. But really what it comes down to, friends, is the people responding to God, the people responding to God on a nationwide level, that they may regain their possessions. Now, if you remember, friends, in the book of Judges, as a matter of fact, in chapter 3, I'm just going to go there right now, which is applicable to what's going on in the United States of America. It's interesting that all of these bad guys, I want you to listen to this. Now, all these nations which the Lord left to do what? Why are we surrounded by the bad guys, church? Again, this is encouraging, but it's scripture that encourages you. And if you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to hear this and you're going to see this. It tells us in Judges 3, now these are the nations which the Lord left to do what? To prove Israel, God's children by them, even as many as Israel had not known all the wars of Canaan. What was the reason for this? Well, if you look in verse 2, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know. What was the Lord doing? What was the reason that he allowed the bad guys to remain? The reason was that he wanted to prove them, and he also wanted to teach them war. Teach them war so they can teach their children. Isn't that the testimonies that our forefathers have left us? Look at the testimonies they left us, friends, and we again can read these in the Declaration of Independence. When we read Hebrews 13:7, it tells us that we're to follow in the footsteps of those that have gone before us And when we look to history, we look to the past, we can understand what the price of liberty is. And what is it? It's the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. In the natural, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. So we're going to have to understand that there's many bad guys to my right and to my left, but we can look at it one of two ways. We can look at it and be in fear, and it can paralyze us, or we can look at it as an opportunity, and we can go after it, because these are fearful yet exciting times, friends. But I am again here today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com as your show host, Bradley Dean, to reassure you that we under God can win the day. And P.S., your enemies know it. That's why they're scared to death right now, friends. They're scared to death right now because people all over the globe are waking up to what's going on here. And I want to tell you something, Americans, the responsible party. The world is looking to you for your leadership to get back to the Word of God and the Constitution to be the light that God has called you to be, because they all the well know that when you put the foot down on corruption, right, that is the light. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. When you put your foot down on the corruption in America, it stops in their countries as well. Hey, friends, listen to me carefully. Yes, God is judging this country. There's no question about it. It's raining judgments right now all amidst this nation, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota. But here's the good news. Judgment floats our boat. If you look at Noah, he was warning the people. He was a preacher of righteousness, warning the people to repent and to get into the ark. And they mocked him. And they scoffed him. And then what happened? It began to rain. Was that a judgment on Noah and the eight souls that were saved? No. They were inside the boat. They were inside the promise that the Lord gave unto Noah and his family. And because they took heed to the word of God and they obeyed, that floated the boat. And what am I talking about? The rain, the floods of water that came down to judge the world, friends, and to judge all mankind. There was not an animal left or a man left that had breath in his lungs any longer. But again, I'm here to tell you, if you're under the covering of the Most High God, if you're under the blood of Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:5, you can rest assured, friends, well, everything's going to hell in a handbasket as long as we're doing what we're commanded to do by the Lord, Luke 19:10, you can rest assured again, friends, those judgments are floating our boat, and your enemies are scared to death that you know that, because they know that game is over, not for 330 million people in this country, friends, no, but it's over for them, friends, the small number of those that mean to rule over the masses, not just in America, but on a global basis. So, friends, we're going to get to a lot today, but again, I want you to keep in mind, my message never is gloom and doom. Yeah, I'll take the time to show you what the problems are, but I'm going to use the law to magnify it against the criminals, not magnify the crime against the law. Let's put this into perspective. And if you look at Isaiah 59, you'll understand. Read the whole of the chapter. Now, friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to beforeitsnews.com, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to our live feed. Join us on social media platforms on the right, both my show and Tim Brown's in the morning. And check out 10 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. And also check out beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, again, if you want to call in, please do. The call-in number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now listen, I've got so much information today to cover. I honestly don't even know where to start. You know, one of the things that I was talking about this morning at this sort of town hall meeting, if you want to call it that, here in Clarkston, Michigan, where a group of people are standing up and they're fighting the good fight to preserve their country, their freedoms that God has bestowed upon them through the good fight of faith. And, you know, one of the things that was talked about was the establishment and how people are so caught up into the establishment. And so when I'm sharing the information that I share with my listeners quite a bit, it was interesting that I looked at Bewilder's faces when I began to tell them the truth that broke them outside of the box of the establishment. And when I would ask them questions, actually what would happen is they would ask me a question, and I would put a question to them on so many different questions that were asked of me, and I would just ask them the question, isn't everybody sick and tired of the establishment? And they all look at me and say, absolutely, of course. Then I say to them, then what is it that you don't understand that there has been a political language that has been created to make lies sound truthful? I said, do you realize that corrupt politicians and the mainstream media spin doctors and their useful idiots under the dictation of the CIA, a corrupt agency in the United States of America that's been equated to the American version of the Gestapo by President Truman back in 47, Do you not realize that's where you're getting your information 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? I said, do you realize that the U.S. Constitution is foreign to what you believe are your representatives, who in fact you all the well know work for special interest groups? I shared with them that the mainstream media is appointed to lie. That 99% of the issues that you're dealing with in America today are completely fabricated out of thin air. Do you remember James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, who said no nation can endure continual warfare? Do you understand the mainstream media is being used to oppress you, to inundate you with lies, to bring about fear and confusion? And this all happened because the American people have departed wickedly from the living God, and the Lord promised those that forget him, he promised to turn that nation into hell, Psalm 19 and 16 and 17. I told them, friends, that the said representatives are acting in a fashion that is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. I shared with them, friends, this morning that this is not the type of behavior or representation that we have in this country that made America great. See, our forefathers made America great. They didn't talk about making America great again. I had to share with them today the way that I'm sharing with you even now that the system is broken by design. You see, they're the ones that are being allowed to create the chaos to do what? To break down the system of the U.S. Constitution to bring in a new order. Order out of chaos. And then all of a sudden, the pieces of the puzzle of understanding began to come together because there began to come over them a soundness of mind. And what happens when soundness of mind comes? Confusion goes. See, what you're seeing on the television, shame on you if you're watching TV. Put that up against Psalm 101, verse 3. Put that up against James 4:4. Put that up against 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17 to the end of the chapter. If we're called to be Christ-like, then we better step out of the system, namely exposing the establishment for what it is, so we can understand who it is that we are, where it is that we came from, so we know where that we're going. Okay? I shared with the people today that administration after administration after administration after administration have been setting the stage to tear down the U.S. Constitution to recreate a global order. And you're seeing this on a global basis today. I stopped right there. I asked them the question, just talking about how they're being inundated with lies. I asked them the question. I said, in asking, do you really believe that Joe Biden was voted in by 80 million people in this country? And they all begin to kind of laugh. And I said, well, while you're laughing, keep in mind the joke is on you. But you know as well as I do, he was not voted in by the people. And then I shared with them the information that I'm sharing with you. And I told them after the presidential inauguration, right, concerning treasonous Joe, who's committed the act of treason over and over and over again, put that up against Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution and Luke 22:48. Does everybody understand that treasonous Joe has sold out the American people for 30 pieces of silver? He's gone. He sold his soul, and he wants to sell yours along with it. Going back, I said, do you really believe 80 million people voted in Joe Biden? Nobody believes it. Well, then why are they submitting to it? This is why people are confused. I told them that Kamala Harris, who is a whore both spiritually and naturally, I'm not name-calling, that's the truth. I said that after the presidential inauguration, she went back home to California, and it's interesting to note in L.A. County alone, or in Los Angeles, Orange County alone, there are over 7 million people there. You know how many people welcomed Kamala Harris back in to California? 2 people. Do you understand? I'm sharing with you, as I share with them, that they want you to believe, the minority wants you to believe, that the majority is in favor of the corruption taking place in this country. No, they're not. No, they're not. Hey, folks, if you're so sick and tired of the establishment, then why don't you get educated and stand up and fight against it and protest against it? Because it's not lawful, nor is it sound of mind to allow government representatives to violate their oath in transgressing our laws in this country. The government does not have a right to break the law, but somehow or another, you have been conditioned to believe so. What holds you back? You keep getting pulled back into the same establishment that everybody's complaining about. I said, the definition of insanity, friends, is doing the same things over and over and over and over again and expecting the same results. And I said, what we have going on in this country is a whole lot of idolatry. When you look at our forefathers in the 3% in the 13 colonies and the 56 signers in the Black Robe Regiment, their appeal was not to that of man or their favorite politician. I said, if you want to break the establishment, then you better get back to the example that our forefathers gave us when their appeal was to heaven and their appeal was to Jesus Christ. Because as long as this corruption continuously reigns through deceptive measures concerning the circus of politics and the clowns in the circus of politics and the useful idiots working hand in glove, they're going to keep inundating you and distracting you with things that don't exist. And the whole purpose, the end aim, is to keep you confused and keep you chasing your tail through circular reasoning over and over again, only to bring about more confusion. This is what I'm sharing with them. Same thing I'm sharing with you. Friends, let me ask you a question. Are you sick and tired of the establishment? Then shut down the conservatives of the day, friends, because they're the ones that are responsible for fueling the narrative of the right and the left and the Republicans versus the Democrats more than what you call the left. And furthermore, again, if you were the right, there wouldn't be a left. When they talk about the Republicans and the Democrats, my listeners all the well know what the Constitution says. And that is, we are a constitution. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are ruled by law, not by our favorite politicians or by our favorite political parties that we were warned of long ago. What is that system? Divide and conquer. And again, I ask you, who feels that narrative of the right and the left more than today's conservatives? Shut them down. Shut down the hirelings in the pulpit and get back to the Word of God and read the Constitution, because as John Adams rightly said, this is in fact how scholars are made. And we need patriots today that are educated, that can stand up and understand what's going on, that are not confused, that are sound of mind, in order to protest and lawfully deal with the criminals at large that operate through what you call the establishment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans. This is USA Radio News. After a lengthy closed-door review of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved language in the bill that would require young women to register for the draft. According to a summary of the NDAA released Thursday, it highlights the change, saying the new bill is amending the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. ABC's Rob Marciano reports on some of the fires plaguing the Northwest.
In Washington, and these fires, especially in California, continue to burn. This is the Tamarack Fire just south of Lake Tahoe, which now spreads across two states. It's into Nevada now. And you see that fire roll gives you an idea just how erratic the behavior of that fire is. Just 4% containment, 60,000 acres burned. The Dixie Fire north of that in Northern California, 18%. This thing really exploded to 167 acres.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay, so what I want to do, again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I would love nothing more than to be challenged on the foundation that we are premising this conversation on even now. I want to just reiterate the point. There's 153 cities listening right now. There's 53 countries listening right now. And you have to understand, I get 200 to 300 emails every day telling me what I should do, how I should do it, what I'm wrong about, what I'm right about, and the list goes on. I don't need your emails. I need you to call in, and I need you, if you so choose to do so, to challenge the narrative here if you're going to justify and help in helping to attempt to prop up the establishment that everybody declares that they're sick and tired of, okay? Whatever it may be. That number's 1-866-582-9933. If you want to contend, bring it on. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to add to, please do. We don't know everything, do we? But I'll tell you what, we need old answers to these issues in which we have today, because the new way isn't working. And oh, by the way, if we would have took time to read the Word of God, it clearly tells us not to be given over unto those that are given to change. In the book of Proverbs, it does, in fact, tell us in Jeremiah 6:16 that we're supposed to go back to the old path, not to take on the new, but to stick with the old. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to show you something really quick here. I want to show you again. Now, I've done this before, but this is brand new information, and I want you to see it firsthand. The world's laughing at you, America. They're laughing at what you tolerate. Recently, we have the Australian news mocking Joe Biden. For what? His illegitimacy. Did you hear what I said? This is supposed to be, well, they want you to believe that he is your president. He is not my president. He will never be my president, period. Just want to make sure everybody understands that. He's committed the act of treason. He's a criminal. He needs to be impeached as soon as possible, and he needs to be prosecuted. And yes, that's all found within the power of the people to do so in Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. For what? Violating Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Treason, and the act of treason is not to be tolerated by any country in any sense of the word. There must be a public display of justice concerning the likes of a Joe Biden and other administrations as well. But I want to tell you, since you failed to do that, you can rest assured, Americans, and I'm talking about lawful reform here. I'm not talking about revolution. Nope. But I can tell you right now there's provocation of war coming from this administration in hopes that you'll respond accordingly so they can accuse another patriot of doing the right thing the way that they're attempting to do in Michigan today, which we found out recently, by the way, concerning Governor Whitmer, that the FBI led the opposition and set up 16 people in hopes that they would follow the lead in committing crimes and saying that they wanted to commit the act of kidnapping concerning Governor Whitmer. And we all know why they did that, friends, here in the state of Michigan, because she was dethroned not once but twice by the state Supreme Court, telling the people in the state of Michigan that she does not have constitutional authority to bring forth these unconstitutional edicts and shutting down anybody's business. That Friday, Michigan was rejoicing. That Monday, the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated had her put in the position of the victim. Now the people in the state of Michigan are bad, bad, bad people in Michigan for wanting a lawful government to act accordingly. Same thing happened in federal government right now, friends. They want to make an example out of a bunch of people they, in fact, have set up, because we know that in Washington, D.C., friends, don't misunderstand what I'm telling you, okay? We know, in fact, that in Washington, D.C., there are individuals that are thrown in jail right now that they want to set up as an example to anybody that dares stand up and do the right thing when standing against the likes of a treasonous Joe Biden. And what am I talking about? Well, what took place after the presidential inauguration, if you want to call it that, interestingly enough, friends, we have on film, we have informants and eyewitnesses that all the well know that those people that are in jail right now that they want to use as an example are pasties for the crimes of the paid provocateurs, the brown shirts of the day that were sent in by government agencies. We all know this. But we allow this criminal administration and the mainstream media to push forth their propaganda and causing you and me to believe that 80 million people voted for Joe Biden. We all remember all the videos that I took time to share with my friends on social media. Like, for example, when he was in Arizona, him and Kamala Harris, you all remember that the mainstream media and one of their useful idiots came out and said that there was not one person in support of Kamala Harris or that of Joe Biden. I played video of him at the airport in Arizona, where I believe that there was 12 to 15 people in support of this criminal administration. Oh, and keep in mind, Donald Trump and Joe Biden were the ones that were offered to you, again, talking about how to get rid of the establishment. The only two that you heard about were Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I want you to understand that they are controlling opposition. This is called leading opposition. It's their controlled opposition, and they are being used to lead through opposition. It's a communist tactic. They create the problem, and then they come behind it and play the problem solver. They create the problem. Then they come behind it and they play the problem solver. Now, going back to Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you do realize for all those that are sick and tired of the establishment, right? That's what I'm hearing all over the place. But you keep getting caught up into the same game. You also do understand that there wasn't just Joe Biden and Donald Trump to choose from. There was over 1,162 other presidential contenders, and the only ones that you heard from were the two clowns in the circus of politics that they wanted you to choose from. Don't argue with me. Call me. Don't leave text. Call me. 1-866-582-9933. Tell me I'm wrong. For those people that are tired of the establishment, why are you defending the establishment then? Oh, wait a second. He wanted to make America great again. If he wanted to make America great again, then why didn't he prosecute Joe Biden? Why didn't he prosecute Barack Obama? Why didn't he prosecute that of Hillary Clinton? Remember, Donald Trump told us 41 seconds into his victory speech. Remember, he told us before he became the president that he was going to get a prosecutor, a special prosecutor, to look into the life of that of Hillary Clinton for all of her lying and all of her scandal. 41 seconds, friends. Listen to me carefully. The difference between this show and other shows is this is the information the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are withholding from you. Here it is. 41 seconds into the victory speech of Donald Trump, he told his supporters, once he won, he turned on his supporters instantly. And he said verbatim, go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Hillary Clinton, who is guilty of scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, okay? She is a criminal. Americans want her, they want her brought forth to be prosecuted for her crimes. This country wants that woman behind bars, to say the least. You know what Donald Trump said 41 seconds into his presidential campaign victory speech? He said, verbatim, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. 1-866-582-9933. This is the information I'm giving to the people today. This is the information that makes this ministry different than them cowards that continuously fuel the narrative to keep the establishment functioning. See, facts are stubborn things, and I'll tell you what. Truth demands a response. And you know why people don't want that truth? Because then they must respond. But if you're sick and tired of the establishment, you better understand how the game's played. Remember Ventura, pro wrestler, Jesse Ventura said, politics and pro wrestling are identical. If both the right and the left in Washington, D.C. are not against each other, they're on the same team. That's the establishment that you declare to the whole world that you're sick and tired of. But because you continuously follow the same mainstream media that 94% of the American people don't believe. Isn't that funny? Nobody believes the media until Anthony Fauci tells you that there's another pandemic. What a bunch of American hypocrites. Whoa, I'm embarrassed for you. 1-866-582-9933. 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media. Who told you about Joe Biden? Who told you about Donald Trump? The same media that you said you don't believe in. Let me make another point. Another one of the things that I brought up today, friends, was, you know what? I'm told that in Michigan, you're a blue state. Talking to a friend of mine, a brother of mine. He really, truly is my brother. And I'll get back to this point right after this hard break. If you'd like to call in.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get into the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a caller from Tennessee. Wanted to let you know that if you're sick and tired of the establishment, I'm giving you the answers that you need to have to break out of this cycle of insanity. Okay? And I'm going to continue on that thought pattern in just a moment. We got Tom calling in from Tennessee. Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, Bradley.
I hear you.
Hey, I think the American people will accept a lot of tyranny as long as there's food on the table and a roof over their head and electric's on, air conditioning is going and the heat's going and our lives are comfy. You know, I think we're just, we will accept a lot of tyranny. Just like, you know, third world countries, they'll accept a lot of tyranny. A lot of totalitarian regimes until the food isn't there anymore, and it really starts to affect them like Cuba. That's why Cuba's in an uprest now, because he can't feed them. So now they're coming to the streets, and they're just, you know, going crazy. And, you know, I think that's the sad fact. Nobody wants to be the martyr. Nobody wants to be me first, you know. I don't want, you know, the example to be made of me, you know. I think that's the problem we have today.
Well, I think, Tom, if I can add to that, I think the issue is the lack of gratitude for the men that fought blood and died, fighting against the very tyrants that Americans are now submitting to in their own backyards. If they understood that someone fought blood and died to give them the freedoms that they have today, I wonder how cozy and comfy they would be, all the while knowing that our said representatives who are working for special interest groups, and we all know this, that are a part of the problem called the establishment. They are, in fact, working for special interest groups, which means they're operating foreign to that of the U.S. Constitution and their sworn oaths. And if that's the case, they must be lawfully removed. And I would also add this, that people don't know what they have until it's gone. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at the prophets of old, because it's still applicable just as much as it was 2,000, 5,000 years ago, it's just as applicable today. But I'm thinking of the book of Amos even now. Over and over and over and over and over and over again, the Lord would drop judgments on the people to learn from. And Matthew Henry was right. He said, if people don't turn and return back to the God of Israel through his judgments or chastisements, he said those judgments will then personally ensue them. And that's what this will come to. There does get a point with the living God, and I got Jeremiah going through me even now by the Holy Ghost, and Amos, where it's going to get to the point where people are not going to look at the Lord and use him and be a bunch of fair-weathered friends. It does get to the point where the Lord says, you know what? The plumb line's dropped. No more. Prepare to meet your God. God is absolute. He's good. And what makes him good is the fact that when judgment commences, if we're on his side, we will see it his way. He is so thorough in judgment that he will not overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. There does come a day. There does come a day, my friends, where the Lord says, and I want you to listen to me carefully, those gods that you serve, the Lord says, you go back to them and you let them save you because that's who you serve. And one of the things that you just said, Tom, just a moment ago, it's important for people to understand that when you're talking about third world dictators, dictators in any scenario, in any government on this planet, the only way that they reign rule over the people is when they can convince the people to serve idols the same way that they are in America today. And as long as they serve idols, they can be controlled. But if they serve Christ, they cannot be subdued. Just the opposite Amen. Will commence. And I believe that we're in that place right now where the rubber's meeting the road and the sheep are being separated from the goats and the fire's getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. But here's my message is Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego brought forth. If you don't bow, you don't burn. And not just that, in the fact that you hold to the fourth man that shows up in that fire, the tyrants will acknowledge the God of the fourth man in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the people at large will praise the God that you stood for. Only then, when your faith is tested, tried, and true, will God be glorified. And the church is being put in that position even now, but it's the best thing in the world for us, Tom. It truly is. What's going on right now is the best thing in the world for us. But Americans that are playing with the God of Israel, rest assured, there's coming a day, if we're not in it already, which I believe we're really close if we are not in it right now, where he's going to look at you and say, go to those gods that you serve and have them save you, and he's going to turn a deaf ear to them.
Yes. Yep. Amen. Because our preachers
today. Well, I appreciate
today,
your call, Tom. I truly do. Do you got a last word you'd like to bring forth?
Yeah, maybe you could expound on, you know, our preachers of today, how they preach of a merciful God, but not a just God. And
yeah,
you know, our God is a just God for sure, you know. And we're going to see it, aren't we?
Amen. Yeah. I'll hit on it right now, Tom, and I'll do it off air, okay, my friend?
Yeah, and, you know, moral relativism that's ate up in our country today, you know.
Yeah. Well, what they've done is they've taken the gospel instead of preaching the word of God, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21, Mark 1:17, and the list goes on. They've taken repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand to God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. But going back to what you stated about mercy, is God merciful? Oh, my goodness, we're still here. How many times has this country that has been so highly favored by God and has been blessed by God, how many times have the people turned their face on God for their favorite politicians instead of him?
Over and
over again. And it's idolatry. And what we're talking about right now is what feeds the establishment. And what the problem is in this country is that they're serving their favorite politicians rather than Jesus Christ. And what they have found is the predicament that they themselves are in today. And it's not a good place to put yourself, Americans. I'm talking about everybody's complaining about the establishment. Then break free of it. Educate yourself. And understand the information that I'm giving to you right now is the very information that's going to put your feet back on the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution as you act out by showing the world your faith, James 2:14 through 26, and winning back your country. One of the things Tom just said is something about the preacher's friend. Folks, the greatest advocate to the sodomite communities in America is the professed church. The greatest advocate to Muslim infiltration into America is the American church. Hey, folks, the greatest advocate to abortion in America today is the professed church. The greatest advocate to giving power and adding strength to this criminal conspiracy going on through the pandemic and their little useful idiots, Isaiah 28, verse 18, and John 8:44 right now, is the professed church. Because at the offset of this whole pandemic, we're the first ones to shut down. The professors and the church. It's a lack of Christianity, folks. We need to get back to the law and to the prophets, period. For everything is founded upon the law and the prophets, and it was Jesus Christ that fulfilled it and established it through faith. Romans 3:31, and premise that on Matthew 5 when you get a moment. Folks, are you tired of the establishment? Are you tired of the same old, same old? Well, one of the points that I was going to bring up is this. I shared it with the group again that are caught up in the establishment. I said, you know, I had a conversation this week with an individual that was talking about how Michigan's blue, a blue state, as if to suggest there's a Democratic Party, as if to suggest there's a Republican Party. Folks, I'm going to keep pounding on this nail until you get it. There isn't any. There isn't 101 affiliations, friends. We were warned of party spirits because they're set up to divide the American people, and it's exactly how they get away with what they get away with. These folks are going to spend eternity in hell because they sold themselves out, and they're selling you out through what you call the establishment today. I told them, in Michigan here. So you're telling me that the people in Michigan voted in Gretchen Whitmer. I said, I can tell you right now, that's the furthest thing from the truth. In the state of Minnesota, I'm from Minnesota, I told them. I said, don't tell me the people in Minnesota voted in Tim Walz, who is a criminal. Don't tell me the people voted in Keith Ellison, who is a traitorous Muslim, and he's a criminal. Don't tell me that we're a blue state. And when you look at my state, 99% of my state is red if you were to get caught up into the right-left paradigm. How is it that Duluth, Minnesota, and Minneapolis, St. Paul have won the day to convince everybody else that we're a liberal state? Hey, folks, it's called voter fraud. Don't tell me Gavin Newsom was voted in California. Don't tell me Gretchen Whitmer was voted in Michigan. Don't tell me Mr. Walz was voted in.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.